1. Return your tray tables and seat backs to their upright and locked position. Marie had heard the flight attendant's announcement so many times before she knew it by heart. How many times had she seen this scene repeated? She looked out the window. The names of the cities were different, but they always came into view the same way. She could see tiny cars with tiny lights playing Follow the Leader along a narrow highway. The cars were so small they looked like ants with headlights. Miniature cities with their toy-like houses and wee glowing streetlights grew larger and brighter with every minute as the plane continued its gradual descent to the runway. She opened her appointment calendar one more time to review her schedule for the upcoming week. A bold, black April 1998 in large print dominated the top of the page. She couldn't believe it was 1998 already. It seemed as though the last 10 years were just a fuzzy, tiring blur. No wonder she was sick of her project management job. She wondered how many more flights she would have to take, how many more times she would have to endure the torture of business travel. Crying babies, smelly passengers in the seats next to her, plastic dinner trays with plastic food, people that wouldn't shut up, and hours wasted in airports. How many more prayers of thanks would she have to pray when the giant bird finally touched down safely? One of these days, she thought to herself, I won't ever have to fly again unless I want to. Life had not been easy for Marie Truesdale, not ever. She was the eldest in a family of 5 girls. There was a 5-year difference between herself and daughter number 2. Her 4 little sisters had then been born within a year or two of each other. Her mother and father had done their best, but life had always been a struggle. Her mother was never what you would call healthy. It had been up to Marie to care for both her mother and her little sisters. Her parents were very old world, which meant that the oldest daughter did most of the housework. She couldn't wait to graduate from high school and go off to college. She struggled through 1 year of college while working part-time as a receptionist at a busy medical clinic. That was where she met Charles. He was a young, attractive, ambitious doctor just out of medical school. Charles had been at the clinic for about 6 months before Marie started there. His dreamy blue eyes, handsome face, soft smile, and shy nature had made him the mysterious heartthrob of the many women he came in contact with. The nurses and clerical staff were constantly competing for his attention, though none of them succeeded. His demeanor was always unattached and aloof. On Marie's second day, she and Charles arrived at the clinic in the morning. They had parked at different ends of the parking lot, but arrived at the staff entry door at the same time. Marie was mentally going over her new job duties in her head and, as was her custom, looking down at the ground while she walked. Charles was deep in thought about a new patient he had seen the day before who had an ailment he could not diagnose and had bothered him. Neither one was paying attention when they put their hands on the doorknob at the same time. She felt a flush of embarrassment and a surprising comfort in the warmth and softness of his hand as it partially covered hers. He hesitated and didn't remove his hand before she looked up. Immediately, she was lost in the vastness of his hypnotic eyes. Why do the guys always get the long eyelashes? She thought as an inviting and slightly seductive smile came across his face. He looked down at her, making no effort to remove his hand. In fact, she felt his touch tighten slightly. She had been introduced to Dr. Charles Truesdale the previous day as part of her first day initiation at the clinic. She'd been taken by his looks when she'd seen him from afar, but at their introduction, he'd seemed disinterested and distracted, glancing up only briefly from the file he was reading as she was rushed down the hall to the next doctor's office. "Marie, right?" he said, bringing her out of her trance. He still made no effort to remove his hand from hers. "He remembered my name." She flushed red at the thought and smiled up at him. "Dr. Truesdale, isn't it?" she said, hoping he couldn't see her heart beating wildly through her blouse. "Charles, please," he said. "I'm sorry. I guess I was preoccupied. I didn't see you coming." "It's okay," she said, looking up. "I should have been watching where I was going." Inside, she was still mesmerized by his eyes and hoping he didn't notice that she was turning into jelly. She could feel the heat of her blush growing.